Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, August 26th, 2009. The Israeli military injures a civilian in Hebron and kidnaps three others in several parts of the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was critically injured on Wednesday after Israeli troops shot him in the old city of Hebron, southern West Bank. Palestinian sources said that the Israeli military sealed off the area and did not allow local medics and journalists to reach the injured man. They added that the man was left wounded on location for half an hour before an Israeli ambulance arrived to take him away. The Israeli military announced that the man had tried to attack a group of soldiers in the old city with a knife, and the troops had opened fire on him before he managed to reach them. On the same day, in a series of pre-dawn raids, four Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military. Local Palestinian sources reported that the kidnappings took place in Hebron City, southern West Bank, Ramallah in the central West Bank, and Jenin City in the north West Bank. The Israeli military radio announced that the four men were taken to detention camps for questioning, and they were on what the army calls its wanted list. On Tuesday evening, Israeli soldiers broke into the Radio Bethlehem 2000 station in Beit Jella, near the West Bank city of Bethlehem, and confiscated its equipment. Station manager George Ganawati stated that the soldiers seized all broadcast equipment, putting the station off air. Ganawati slammed Israeli attack and considers it an attempt to silence the media. Elsewhere, Palestinian sources announced that 85 Palestinian patients returned to the Gaza Strip on Wednesday through the Rafah crossing with Egypt. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that the patients were allowed to go to Egypt for treatment, but had been stuck at the border for months. The ministry added that hundreds more Palestinians are still stuck at the borders waiting to re-enter Gaza. The Israeli siege on Gaza that started in June 2006 has left the hospitals there unable to treat many patients. Israeli and Egyptian authorities rarely allow patients to leave Gaza for medical care. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Zach Rofi.